kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
So around about 50% of us are saying migration levels are too high, but that's not necessarily shaping how we feel about migrants coming to Australia and the contribution that migration has made.
Sa episode na ito ng Understanding Hate, tatalakayin natin ang diskriminasyon laban sa mga migrante at refugee. Habang sa ibang bansa ay mas lalo pang nagiging mainit ang usapin tungkol sa immigration, nananatiling karamihan sa mga Australiano ay may positibong pananaw sa mga migrante. Ayon kay Dr. James O'Donnell, isang demographer mula sa Australian National University, ginagawa ng mga Australiano ang pagkakaiba sa pagitan ng dami ng mga dumarating na migrante at sa mga migrante mismo bilang tao.
When you ask those people that say migration levels are too high, we're still seeing 3/4 of them say that multiculturalism has been good for Australia. So around about 2/3 still say that migration has benefited the Australian economy, society and culture as well.
Kailan nga ba nagiging diskriminasyon ang mga paniniwala tungkol sa migrasyon? Sabi ni Dr. O'Donnell, ang hirap sa kabuhayan at stress sa ekonomiya ay nakakaapekto sa pananaw ng mga tao.
When people are worried about the economy and when they themselves experience unemployment, financial stress, their attitudes towards migration deteriorate a little bit. Then more likely to say things like migrants increase house prices or they take away jobs.
Ang mga migrante ay lumilipat ng bansa sa sariling kagustuhan, samantalang ang mga refugee ay napipilitang tumakas mula sa kanilang bansa para sa kaligtasan. Pero parehong grupo ay naging biktima ng maling impormasyon at stereotypes. Sa University of New South Wales, si Professor Daniel Gezelbash ay gumagawa ng paraan para labanan ang maling impormasyon.
Refugees and migrants have contributed hugely to Australia, but they've also unfairly been blamed from everything from the housing crisis to rising inflation. And you know, this is an age-old tactic where political actors exploit xenophobia for their political advantage.
Para sa mga kasinungalingang mabilis kumalat at madaling paniwalaan, sabi ni Professor Gezelbash, epektibo ang tinatawag na fact sandwich bilang paraan ng pagsagot. Una ay ilahad ang totoo, tapos ipakita kung bakit mali ang impormasyon, at pagkatapos ay ulitin ang katotohanan.
When Australia's borders were closed during the COVID-19 pandemic, migration was at its lowest level in a century, yet pricing houses still went up. And then you want to warn about the myth. Instead of tackling the real issues, some political actors are just blaming migrants as if they're the reason that housing has become unaffordable. And then point out the fallacy. They're oversimplifying the problem to distract you from the actual causes. Then end with the fact. There are many factors that are driving Australia's housing crisis, and migration is only a very small piece of the puzzle.
Mahalaga ang pagtutol sa diskriminasyon at maling impormasyon para mapatatag ang pagkakaisa ng lipunan. Pero para sa maraming migrante at refugee, hindi ito laging madaling gawin.
There is a constant pressure to show that you're hardworking, grateful, and never causing trouble. I often felt that if I raise any concerns, whether it's about racism, unfair policies, or discrimination, people will see me as ungrateful, but I don't want to be praised for being inspiring while being expected to accept inequality.
Isa na rito si Parisa Secondary. Matapos makabalik sa kapangyarihan ng Taliban noong 2021, tumakas si Parisa mula Afghanistan at nakarating sa Melbourne gamit ang humanitarian visa. Ngayon siya ay PhD candidate sa Monash University. Kwento ni Parisa, nakaranas siya ng diskriminasyon sa publiko at maging sa loob ng mga institusyon.
I was trying to get help with a service and a staff member kept repeating things slowly and loudly as if I couldn't understand English. I was polite, I could speak English, but I wasn't treated with the same respect as the person before me. And there was a time on public transport when someone said, "Go back to your country," loud enough for me to hear.
Bagamat masakit at nakakaapekto ang kanyang pakiramdam ng pagiging kabilang, hindi niya naiulat ang naranasang racism dahil sa mabigat na emosyonal na epekto nito.
The reporting process is often confusing, slow, and emotionally exhausting. You worry about not being believed and about being blamed or about facing backlash. And sometimes you don't have the energy, especially when you're already juggling work, study, visa stress, and trauma.
Sa Victoria University, si Associate Professor Mario Poika ay nagsasaliksik tungkol sa mga hadlang sa pagre-report ng diskriminasyon at kung anong suporta ang kailangan ng mga nakaranas nito.
Racism happens in all areas of society, but the biggest area is still employment, either looking for employment or at the workplace, and the concerns that it might make things even worse if you report because you at work you might get less shifts or you lose your job.
Ngayon, itinuturo ni Parisa ang kanyang lakas sa paggawa ng mga community projects, advokasiya at pagbabahagi ng kanyang kwento.
These are ways I can create change by showing that we exist, we matter, and we are not going to stay silent.
Ang ulat na ito ay mula kay Nick Zombolis para sa SBS Examines na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Para sa iba pang impormasyon, bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/sbsexamines. Martin Tuanyo, SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.